Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
It's your job. I give you money.
You never say thank you.
That's what the money is for.
That's crazy. It would have been on a talk radio show like Sports Chat or Sportszilla and the Jabberjaw.
Wednesday, August 27, 2025. Thank you for downloading just you and I today for about 30 minutes. We're here for a good time, not a long time. But man, the content is flowing like a gorged river. A gorged and engorged river right now, including who banned Dave Portnoy, El Prez, from the horseshoe, if anybody. And yes, it's a love story. Go pick out a white dress. That and other stuff to talk about today. First and foremost, want to remind people we're now 178 days away from Sunburn Bowl 7. That's right. You can join me and the morning show crew at 97.3 The Game in Cancun this winter. Week after the Super Bowl, end of February, we are going to blow it out. It's going to be great. Live shows from the rooftop, pool, and lounge area at the Hyatt Vivid Grand in Cancun. Golf, beach, pools, fun, great people. Join us on Sunburn Bowl 7 now. This is our seventh edition of this. Just go to thegamemke.com and go ahead and sign up. And if you don't live in Milwaukee, where our charter is leaving from, you can either get to Milwaukee if you want to drive from a decent distance away, or you can fly into Milwaukee, or you can arrange to fly in separately to Cancun. They have packages for people who are not going to be coming from Milwaukee. In fact, if you just want to provide your own air to Cancun, which a lot of people have points, or it's close enough, you can get cheap flights from your city, then guess what? You just buy the package without the airfare, and it's a lot cheaper. So hopefully many of you can join us this February. Again, go to thegamemke.com or just see the post pinned at the top of my Twitter page, at Zabe Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Who banned Dave Portnoy? If you believe AD Ross Bjork, nobody did. Why? We had nothing to do with this. For those that are unaware, El Prez, or Dave Portnoy, founder of Barstool Sports, has been added to the Fox Big Noon kickoff crew to kind of add some energy and to bring his massive audience and his very attractive demographic following of 35 and under sports fans to their show as they try to make headway on the franchise that is College Game Day on ESPN, especially now that Lee Corso is going to be retiring. So the funniest thing is, Portnoy being a huge Michigan fan and a professional provocateur, Ohio State, I'm sure, didn't like the idea of him being there on the set outside the stadium and inside the stadium. Now, Portnoy is going to be part of Fox's coverage, but they said this week, or they said yesterday, that, well, he won't be inside the stadium because we're only going to include our on-desk talent inside the stadium. Here is Bobby Carpenter, former Buckeye great, talking about it on a radio show and explaining things from what he had heard, the university side of the situation. Hold on a second. Sorry. I'll take this out in post-production. You never take it out. Okay, well then just sit with me for two hot seconds. Here we go. Bobby Carpenter, people.
And get it to the Sunday night, and Texas didn't want to do it, and the relationship with Fox and how excited everybody is to have Portnoy coming here.
Oh boy.
That's going to be a so real,
that's actually, that's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
That's a,
there's thorn, a, there's a lot of, folks at Ohio State that were not all that happy about him being, hired on.
Yeah, so we're going to play you guys at noon every week, and we're going to bring on this Michigan guy to do the show every week.
It's incredible. There's a legitimate conversation going about if Big Noon thinks that they're going to continue to be able to finish their show inside the Horseshoe, Dave Portnoy
is not going to be
welcome in the Horseshoe, like, period. Yes. So I know that there have been conversations about that and what that's going to look like on Saturday, because you might have, I don't know, Bob, wanted to ask one of your most important partners about the moves.
What are you doing there?
No, we're going to try to get somebody
has nothing to do with
that's kind of like McAfee, but not really. He's like more of an antagonistic non-player. Like, people forget Pat McAfee's a Pro Bowl punter. Yeah. And he's like,
oh, he's a non-player. I get it. Hey, never played the game, as Howard Cosell once said. I get it. It's the jocks versus the non-jocks. It's okay for McAfee to do what he does, but remember, Portnoy is not a player. People like to forget he was a Pro Bowl punter. Who forgets that McAfee was a punter? If you forget, he'll remind
really?
You.
Really? He's like more of an antagonistic non-player, like, people forget Pat McAfee's a Pro Bowl punter, and he's like, he's entertaining, but it's not like
he likes his alma mater, but he doesn't trash the rest of college football.
And he's not a jerk.
Not a jerk. That is true. McAfee is the prince of positivity. Life is beautiful. And that's the lane he's chosen. And that's the lane that's going to keep McAfee in the highest orbit in media circles. It's going to make him the richest. There's only so much upside in being a true heel like Portnoy is, and he is a brilliant heel, he is a brilliant antagonist, but we're starting to see the limits of how the elite in media accept him, which they clearly have not. Because forget whether or not Ohio State said that guy's not coming in our building, it's that Fox said, well, don't worry, he's not sitting at the adults' dinner table to begin with, even when we're outside the stadium before kickoff. That right there is the biggest sort of, oh, really? Oh, okay. So he's really not going to be your version of McAfee. You let McAfee proudly sit, not just at the adults table, but right in the middle and ask questions to and talk to the biggest coaches. Portnoy is not going to be given that privilege. So yes.
Sounds like Pat's like a really good dude. Yeah. So he's like the entertainment value, but not like the, there's just so much animosity around Portnoy. And I could take some of his stuff. I could leave some of the rest, whatever. But
okay, so that was the precursor to it. This story moved quickly on Tuesday. Ohio State put out a statement as follows. Quote, Ohio State routinely holds planning meetings with media partners and provides input regarding broadcast setup, kickoff times, and other matters. During planning meetings with Fox regarding Big Noon's kickoff visit to campus this week, Fox representatives informed the department that only talent who would be inside Ohio Stadium for the last hour of the show would be their main set and desk talent team. This group comprises their halftime and postgame shows as well. They informed us that David Portnoy is not part of their main desk crew. Ohio State did not ban anyone from our stadium. Oh, okay. Well, there is tension between Ohio State and Fox. Stuart Mandel of SI points out, don't know who's lying or not lying in this Portnoy saga. All I know is that between this and the noon kickoffs, which this fan base does not like, the school has a very fractured relationship with Fox, which, oh, by the way, happens to be its de facto owner of the whole conference and main revenue source. Not great, says Stuart Mandel. All right, well, I'm just waiting all day on Tuesday. I'm waiting for Portnoy to drop his bomb, for El Prez to jump in. And when he finally did, I'm like, oh, that's weak.
You would never ban Dave. Listen, and Ohio State people are eating it up because obviously when the story broke, everyone's like, oh my God, Ohio State is so fucking soft. Michigan broke them. Woody Hayes is rolling around in his grave. If you can't beat them, ban them. Like, they're broken. It's a broken team, a broken school. Oh, national championship this, national championship that. One man this face, and they start crying. They're broken. Something I've been saying for a long time. So obviously Ross Bjorka reverses. He's like, we didn't ban him. That was all a Fox decision. And what's Fox going to say? This is a big partner of Ohio State. And I'm not trying to fuck up the relationship. This is sports. This is rivalry. This is petty. When one team beats your face in for an entire decade, when your arch rival is stomping on your neck and you can't breathe, you do crazy things. They banned me from coming to the state. They banned our show from being on campus. And I feel bad. Fox is in the middle of it. I don't want to create any issue, but then I...
Oh, come on. Where are you, Prez? Where are you? Where is the scorched earth? I want to see you be like Daenerys Targaryen in the final episode of Game of Thrones, just laying waste to King's Landing. Burn it to the... Oh, but that's right. I don't want to mess up the relationship. See, here's the thing. Portnoy is a great professional antagonist. He's a great heel. He is an outsider. He built what he calls a pirate ship in Barstool. And I'm in total awe of what he has done. But I know this. When somebody like him gets to a level where they have a chance to get inside the red velvet ropes and to be invited to the parties, oh, it changes them. They can smell it, they can feel it, and they trim their sails. Everybody, even Portnoy, who's already got a ton of money, probably $50 million, he wants to be in that inner circle. That's why he's treading so gently on this. I don't want to mess up any relationships. He goes on to rip Ohio State to a certain extent, but it was not nearly the scorched earth that I was hoping for. One more thing about playing at noon. I get it. You got to wake up early, get to the parking lot early, got to start drinking early. It's not ideal. But a genuine question is, why have they embraced this Michigan game every year being at noon, but then they don't want it for the rest of them? Maybe one is okay, but more than one, not so much. What's in a name? Well, if it's a great name, you think schools would lean into it and market it. Sometimes, though, they do the opposite. Get a load of this. Reese Davis said ESPN was told not to use the phrase Farmageddon for the Iowa State-K-State rivalry that occurred in Dublin this year that involved Avery Johnson... father for K-State getting into a wrestling match with his other son in the parking lot. How can you not want to call it Farmageddon? It's perfect. Both schools are right in the farm belt. I'm sure they've got great ag departments. Agriculture is not just big business. It's not just emblematic of that part of the country, but it's complicated and full of science. What's not? It's like, oh, we don't want to be known as farm boy. You're Iowa State and K-State. Come on now. They just told ESPN, they're like, we got a directive from some powers that be, says Davis, that they weren't fans of the moniker. And I don't understand why, says Davis, because when something that's not a rival historically, that's at the forefront of college football consciousness, and you've got a really cool name like that, it's not meant in a derisive way. It's a fun way. Because you just mentioned that's in their DNA. It's part of their charter. They've done wonderful and magnificent things in that field, and it becomes a fun way to identify the game. Iowa and K-State have played every year since 1917. Every year. Haven't missed a year since 1917. Incredibly, the Big 12, you know, administrators are going to fuck things up, aren't they? Committees born to fuck things up. The Big 12 has chosen not to protect the rivalry status of this game, so the series could conceivably come to an end in 2027 when I guess the conference expands or they change their divisions. I don't know what they're doing to break this, but still, that is crazy. That's like when they didn't want Florida, Georgia in Jacksonville, neutral site game, to be called the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. We want to move away from that. We don't want to encourage shut up. It's a great name. Shut up. Of course, who knows if we're even going to be able to see some of these games on television, because another great tradition of summer is upon us. It is networks and then K cable outlets or satellite outlets, or in this case, YouTube TV, entering into a big game of chicken with each other right before the football season begins. YouTube TV says, we've been working on a new deal with Fox to carry their content on our package of YouTube TV. By the way, I'm a happy YouTube TV subscriber. It's wonderful because it's everywhere you go. It's on your phone at all times. Boom, live TV. It's on your iPad on a plane. Boom, right there. It's on every one of your TVs. It's great. But it ain't going to be great if you can't watch any Fox stuff, which will include Ohio State versus Texas. And it won't be great if it includes the Big Ten Network, which is also going to be on Thursday night for many teams and schools that open their season then, including Wisconsin, because it could come to a head, well, Wednesday afternoon. He said, we're committed to continuing to work with Fox to reach an agreement, but if their content becomes unavailable for an extended period of time, that's vague, we'll offer our subscribers a $10 credit. Well, thanks a lot. To quote Maggie from Caddyshack, oh, great, that's just what I need. If Fox becomes available, you can continue to watch their sports news and shows by signing up for Fox One, says YouTube TV. For more information on the impact to our Spanish Plus, 4K, Sports Plus, and Fox Nation add-ons, please visit our help center. No, I'm not visiting shit. As somebody said on Twitter, okay, cool. So I pay $100 a month but may not get to see Fox Big Noon games? Negotiate harder, YouTube TV. I'm not worried, though, because like your drunken uncles pulling out guns at a party, we've seen this too many times. If you're a kid with these uncles, you're at the first time it happens, you're like, oh, my God, they've got guns out. What are they doing? Please. After the 10th time, which I think we've all been through this with various cable outlets, satellite outlets, etc., you learn to ignore it. In fact, reminds me a lot of the infamous infamous jive turkey scene in the great movie Semi-Pro.
That's all he said about you.
Now, come on, dig into that fondue, you little cocksucker.
We're playing games, don't we?
I didn't call you a jive turkey. I called you a cocksucker.
Yeah, I'm going to show you guys this game that I learned when I was in fucking.
Oh, no.
Who's the jive turkey now?
We're taking away Fox. Just kidding. No, we're not.
Loaded?
It's not loaded.
You should have seen your goddamn face.
We're not going to get rid of Fox. Come on.
I never loaded.
The gun was not loaded.
I'll see you fuckers in hell.
Jackie, Love Me Sexy is the worst song I've ever heard.
What's this?
I did call you Jive Turkey.
Oh, he did. Oh. Hey, Lou, I know you slept with Mrs. Pepperfield.
We're saying nutty things because they're not true. Especially that.
We're pretending to get rid of Fox because we're not gonna.
Hey, Bond. James Bond.
Oh, I like your martini, sir.
Stirred in a half carafe.
Wow. Shoots his dick.
He shoots himself with a wiener.
Then it goes off. If you've not seen Semi-Pro, shame on you. But I will not shame you. I'll just say take some time. At some point, although sports is ramping up, you're not going to have time. Well, maybe if you don't have Fox, you'll have time for sure. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL preseason live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Mr. Wonderful goes all in. There was a Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan twin autographed collector's card that had patches from their game worn jerseys and verified autographs. It went up for auction. Mr. Wonderful, aka Kevin Reynolds, is that right? Mr. Wonderful TV, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, trademark name, Shark Tank. He decided he wanted this card so badly. He said this wasn't about missing out. This was about pride, ego, and the drive to own something nobody else in the world could. That's what pushes collectibles, cards, watches, art into record-breaking territory. $12.93 million. Darren Revell, who tweets about this stuff, follows this stuff, talks and knows this stuff, says, I'm not so sure that just because you had pride, ego, and a drive to own something nobody else in the world could, that it's going to necessarily be worth $12 million. My hunch is, over time, it will be worth that much money because they're not making any more Michael Jordans, just like they're not making any more Kobe Bryants, and Kobe Bryant, sadly, is no longer with us. So I would bet that in 50 years, maybe less, I think somebody's going to buy this card for more than $13 million, which is hard to believe, but give it time. We'll see. Well, 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 look who's come running back to the Cracker Barrel. They've gone back to the old logo. It took all of 1 week. Cracker Barrel's official account, now with the old logo back installed upon that Twitter account, says, we thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old timer will remain. At Cracker Barrel, it's always been and always will be about serving up delicious food, warm welcomes, and the kind of country hospitality that feels like family. As a proud American institution, our 70,000 hardworking employees look forward to welcoming you to our table soon. Of course, it's just the logo. It's not necessarily the full rebrand of the restaurants. I did see an interesting TikTok that said, look, the reason that Cracker Barrel and other restaurants like McDonald's are going to more generic, modern-looking boxes for their restaurants is because the corporations like McDonald's, they own the land underneath the actual restaurant. And then they get a franchisee, individual businessman or woman, to buy the business, the burger joint on top, and run the burger joint on top and pay a rent back to McDonald's while the dirt underneath gets more and more valuable, and eventually they can sell it to whoever they want. But the problem is when you have a McDonald's with a playland outside, which costs a lot of money to insure for not really much money in return, if none at all. I mean, who lets their kids, what responsible parents let their kids actually frolic around in a McDonald's playground? A playland or playground area with possible syringes and disease and vomit and feces. No thanks. When you have a McDonald's with one of those, it can only be a McDonald's. If you got a Cracker Barrel, which looks like a Cracker Barrel, then what can it be once that franchise perhaps doesn't perform enough and they decide to close it? Well, now you got to spend money to redo it and get somebody else in there. It's almost like pre-renovating the buildings for future tenants while keeping the old restaurants in there. Now, will this be enough? Will just bringing the logo back be enough with the refurbished interiors that look more modern? I don't know, but I know this. An investor had warned the CEO when this was coming about and said, this is a terrible idea. And he was dubbed a activist investor that they did not like. And so basically the rest of the board with BlackRock and other behemoth firms at the helm voted the company's recommended board of directors in, and that pushed this one guy out. And the one guy is, where is he from? Peru or India? His name is Sardar Biglari. And he owns Steak and Shake as a fast food franchise. And he said this $700 million transformation plan for Cracker Barrel was, quote, obvious folly. He also pointed out, yeah, don't tell me that, oh, that cracker, the guy with the barrel and the, you know, leaning on the barrel and whatever, that's, it's so old, it's so dated. This guy, Biglari, said, yeah, it was dated the minute the franchise opened in 1969. Because it was set in the 1920s. I did get a wonderful email from a listener explaining the whole Cracker Barrel thing, that once upon a time, crackers, indeed crackers, were shipped in barrels. That sounds like the nuttiest thing ever, that you would have very light, wafery crackers in a very heavy, overly sturdy for the cause barrel. A vessel to put it in, but that once the crackers were done, they took them out of there, then they would use the barrel to sit around and put drinks on and just kind of talk to gather, and that's where the term came from. Anyway, the logo is back. We'll see what happens next. We'll see how long this woman, this perky woman with the big stupid glasses, woke as the day is long. We'll see how long she lasts, and we'll see what the business does. We'll see whether or not sales are down or not. Jay Cutler's going to prison. What a great headline that is for anyone who has hated the surly, smoking Jay Cutler. Although some people said that when they watched his reality show with his now ex-wife, the smoking hot, what was her name? Jay Cutler wife, ex-wife, Kristen Cavallari. No, still wife. Still wife. I thought they were broken up. No, married from 2013 to 2022. Okay. Yeah. So some people say that when they watched him on the reality show, they were like, hey, you know what? He's not as much of a dick as I thought he was. Well, he got into a car crash and he was drunk as a skunk. This was in October of 2024. He offered the other driver $2,000 to keep it quiet. The other driver declined and called the police. Cutler refused a field sobriety test, refused a breathalyzer. When they did a blood draw later on at the station, he was clearly over the limit. And so he's going to jail. He'll spend 4 days in jail sometime this fall. Good. Jay Cutler going to prison. Are people wearing less sports gear? Maybe. Somebody tweeted Ryan Glassbiegel at Front Office Sports. He said, I think people are wearing sports gear. I think people wearing sports gear is declining overall. Probably at least partially due to the fact that about the only place to buy it now is Fanatics. And everyone knows their merchandise is of terrible quality. Glassbiegel responded, does anyone else subscribe to this theory? It's hard to tell. I doubt it. They do make shittier stuff, Fanatics, but how would you possibly measure exactly how much gear is sold, bought, worn, traded, you name it? I don't think it's more, but I don't know if it's less, if that makes any sense. Is it steady? Can it be steady? I know this, the Fanatic stinks, so there is that. Diontae Johnson is moving on yet again. What's funny is that Diontae Johnson, wide receiver, third-round pick out of Toledo, I believe, who has been on a bunch of teams now, like six teams, was with the Browns. And remember, the team that gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed, the team that signed Kareem Hunt, the team that drafted Quinshon Judkins. Judkins, by the way, not signed. There is rumors or vaporware or threats he may go back to college, which maybe he can do, maybe not. It's a bit murky legally. The Browns would own his rights next year in the draft without having to draft him again. They would just own his rights next year if he did turn pro, but be the dumbest thing ever. I'm a running back. I could get paid by signing a deal in the NFL, or I can go get my knee blown up in college for one more year for nothing, basically. But the team that did all this and signed Isaiah Bond spent 3 months with Diontae Johnson this year and said, yeah, no, we're good, and let him go. All these teams gave him another chance. Like six teams were like, I think we could turn him around. No, you're not going to turn him around. Loser. I love it when coaches stand on the table for certain players. If it's a coach, they're probably going to be wrong. Coaches are not personnel people. They're coaches. They see what they want to see, and it's often not the right picture. On day two of the 2024 NFL draft, then New York Jets coach Robert Saleh texted a photo of Western Kentucky wide receiver Malachi Corley to general manager Joe Douglas, adding the simple message, no matter what. Implying, of course, you better draft Malachi Corley no matter what. Well, he was just released by the Jets. Womp, womp, womp. No matter what, he gone. I know injuries can happen anytime, anywhere, and this is the argument that people make when I say, I wouldn't play anyone on the preseason that matters to you. It's too dangerous. They could get hurt. And the response is, hey, they get hurt in practice. True, but I'm not sure I still subscribe to it. I think some activities are more dangerous than others. Falcons starting right tackle Caleb McGarry, who had just signed a deal with the team, a nice two-year, $30 million deal, I believe, lost for the season, suffering a leg injury on their final practice of training camp. That right there is a dagger. Other Browns news. Kenny Pickett traded to the Raiders. This guy keeps getting passed along from team to team. They think he's a starting quarterback. They hope he's a starting quarterback. May not be QB1, but he's a good, solid QB2. And you know what? He's a great backup, as long as you don't have to play him, as the saying goes from my former friend, well, former friend, still friend if he's around, haven't seen him in a million years, but former USA Today writer Larry Weissman. Great, great backup, as long as you don't have to play him. Pickett traded to the Raiders because Aiden O'Connell busted up his arm and is going to be out for at least 6 weeks. That means Shedeur Sanders, your third stringer behind Dylan Gabriel, who was named the second stringer to Joe Flacco, and he will be tagged as the emergency quarterback through the season, was not put on practice squad. I wonder how many games Shedeur starts this year. It's over-under's got to be 1.5. He's got to start 2 games at some point. Of course, on the Kenny Pickett situation, user on Twitter, Nick Wilson, says, trading a 5th-round pick for Kenny Pickett in April, only to trade Kenny Pickett for a 5th-round pick in August, is basically money laundering. Oh, and the great legend of Taylor Heineke, sensation of the 2020 football team in Washington, was released by the Chargers on Tuesday. All right, we're 31 minutes in, and you're probably wondering, is he going to talk about it? Surely he's got to bring it up, right? Yeah. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift announcing on social media that, in fact, they are married. Or no, they are getting married. They're engaged to be married. It's a love story, kids. My colleague Brian Butch, who has said from the get-go on this, that this is not a relationship of convenience. This is not a publicity stunt. That these two kids are in love and they're going to get married and make babies. Butchie has been saying that to me for damn near 2 years, and I've said, bah! I'll believe it when I see it. Taylor Swift settling down, getting married? I don't believe it. A lot of great memes and jokes being made off of that. Somebody said, here's the groomsmen for Travis Kelce this fall, and it was a lineup of referees. Somebody else pointed out, after 2 decades of dating brooding, sickly Victorian orphans, she's marrying the first guy she dated who's happy and fun. There's a lesson there. Somebody else tweeted, I'm not kidding, there was just a massive eruption of women screaming and cheering in the office. I could hear it coming from everywhere. Then I went to Twitter and saw why. Somebody else said, this is like 9/11 for 20-something-year-old men in a 2-year relationship that is not yet engaged. Somebody else had a picture of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. And Taylor Swift on one side, it said, rings, Taylor 1, these 3, 0. I don't make the rules. This song made her so much money. It's hard to believe. Somebody else had a picture. Here's Taylor going down the aisle. It was a Learjet in the middle of a wedding ceremony. Others saying it's going to be weird seeing Swift on the back of his jersey. Oh! Harrison Butker as a groomsman would hit Twitter like a nuclear missile. Awful Announcing says, NFL podcast host announces engagement to recent guest. Somebody else put up a photo of the young Kelce boys at Cincinnati, and they said, absolutely insane that one of these guys ended up being a finalist for the sexiest man of the year, and the other is about to marry Taylor Swift. Yeah, his brother, Jason Kelce, was one of the finalists for sexiest man of the year. Incredible. Mazel, mazel, kids. Maybe the funniest headline of all, Babylon Bee. Taylor Swift engagement overturned as referee determines Travis's knee didn't touch the ground. All right. That'll be it for me today. Thank you for listening. As always, rate and review. It helps tickle the algorithmic overlords. Have a great Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL preseason live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.